Nolte, Donald Trump schedules Fox News town hall against CNN GOP debate. By John Nolte on January 2, 2024. Former President Donald Trump and Fox News have scheduled an Iowa town hall event on the same date and at the same time, Wednesday, January 10, at 9 p.m. ET, as CNN's upcoming Republican presidential debate. For some insane reason, a few of the dummies running for the Republican presidential nomination have agreed to allow far-left CNN to host a debate in Iowa. File that under Why We Lose. Wow. Trump mocks GOP presidential contenders, calls them job candidates for his administration. But now, just 5 days before the all-important Iowa caucus on Saturday, January 15, Trump will deliver a twofer. This Fox News town hall will not only steal attention away from his rivals for the GOP nomination a mere 5 days before voting begins, but it will cut, hopefully deeply, into CNN's ratings. Fox News Channel will present a live town hall with former President Donald Trump in Des Moines, Iowa on January 10 from 9 to 10 p.m./ET, reads the press release. Fox anchors Brett Byer and Martha McCallum will co-moderate the event. The Fox News town hall will focus on the leading issues facing voters ahead of the Iowa caucus. Republican presidential candidate Vivek Ramaswamy is also counter-programming the CNN debate, which he predicts will be the most boring in history. Instead, he will participate in a live audience show that night in Des Moines with Tim Pool, instead. Ramaswamy laid out a list of justified and accurate grievances against Kunlal to explain his wise decision to skip the debate. No Republican should be doing any kind of business with CNN, which is what I said when former President Trump chose to do a CNN town hall last year. The fact he triumphed over CNN hasn't changed my mind. Appearing on CNN gives the hate outlet an imprimatur of credibility it does not deserve. CNN's conspiracy theories and affection for violence are bad for the country and politics in general. No decent person should have anything to do with CNN. As far as Trump and Fox News, this is another one of those shrewd moves that make Trump Trump. Although he's attacked Fox News for years, and not without justification, as an unfair Ron DeSantis booster, he's still willing to use Fox to steal the thunder of his rivals and undermine CNN. That's what you can do when you have serious political muscle. This is the power Trump holds. He enjoys something rare in politics these days, a huge following backed by a second-to-none star power. And so, instead of engaging in presidential politics in the usual boring ways, which would be to elevate his opponents by appearing in these dumb debates, he plays the game his way, and he plays to win. Something else I've noticed about Trump during this cycle is his lower profile. Back in 2016, he was all over the media 24/7, calling into cable news shows. He seems to have throttled back a bit this time. Some will claim this has to do with the myriad of legal problems trumped up by fascist Joe Biden, his fascist Justice Department, and fascist Democrat prosecutors all over the country. I'm starting to think/hope that might not be the case. Maybe Trump has learned that he doesn't wear well with much of the public, and it is actually better for him not to dominate every freaking news cycle every freaking day. The memory of his accomplishments compared to Biden's serial failures could very well put Trump back in the White House. But at the same time, Trump is also amazingly effective at bringing out the Democrat vote against him. The less Trump there is, the better that is for Trump. Related, Trump's lawyer Lena Haba, Democrats can't stop him with votes, so they're using lawfare. Offer extended. Get a free autographed bookplate if you purchase John Nolte's debut novel, Borrowed Time, Bombardier Books. After your purchase, email jmnolte@hotmail.com with your address and any personalization requests. This novel is a high-wire narrative that meditates on life and death and God's eternal presence. I read this book in one sitting and look forward to reading it again. This is, quite simply, a great American novel. Robert Avrake, Emmy-winning screenwriter body double, A Stranger Among Us. Borrowed Time is winning 5-star raves from everyday readers. You can read an excerpt here and an in-depth review here. Also available on Kindle, Audible, and hardcover.